When was the last time you had to visit a GP? Did you notice it was hard to get an appointment, or did you find an office at all that did bulk billing? They're very hard to find. The organisation representing general practitioners says the situation is at crisis point and held a crisis summit in Canberra to address growing patient demand, doctor burnout and increasing financial pressures. Dr. Bruce Willett is the Vice President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners and our guest this morning. Dr. Willett, thank you for joining us this morning.
Good morning.
So what needs to change in order to take the pressure off GPs?
Oh, look, a few things need to change. As I guess your listeners will know well, we've come off the back of a decade of the Medicare freeze and really hasn't really ended. We saw an increase of 1.6% in the Medicare rebates in the face of inflation of 6.1%. So the rebates are still going very much backwards for practices, with only 3% of GPs in the survey saying that the rebates were sufficient to provide good quality care. So that, as you said, that's leading to burnout, but it's also leading to GPs leaving the profession early and a failure of uptake of medical students wanting to go into general practice. So while we have roughly enough GPs at the moment, we've got really low interest in medical students, as I said, going into general practice. That's down at 13%. We need all over half of our doctors to be GPs. So we are very much in danger of running out of GPs.
Just back to the funding model and the Medicare rebates, does the funding model need a radical overhaul, and what might that look like?
Yeah, look, I think the system does need a major redesign. But in the meantime, we do need full indexation of the Medicare rebate. So that means that it really needs to roughly double, which is what it would be if we'd had full indexation of the Medicare rebate since its introduction. In the meantime, I think that there's an urgent need for an increase in the bulk billing incentive payments to encourage GPs to bulk bill, well, to enable GPs to be able to afford to bulk bill the needy and still provide that quality care that everyone deserves and needs. So the bulk billing rebate needs to actually triple to be able to enable GPs to provide those services.
RN Breakfast contacted the Department of Health and we were given a statement from the Minister for Health and Aged Care, Mark Butler. It says the Albanese government is committed to investing in general practice and strengthening Medicare with almost $1 billion of investment. So they have identified this as an issue, this new government, but is that sufficient?
Yeah, look, that's great to hear, and it's certainly a great down payment on what's needed. It's $1 billion over 3 or 4 years, so It's not a lot of money across the whole of Medicare across the number of years. So it's a great start. And we certainly welcome that. But there will need to be sort of some follow-up in investments to enable, healthcare to continue to be affordable for everyone in this country. At the moment, only 3% of GPs say that the rebate is sufficient to enable them to provide good quality healthcare. And that really causes stress for GPs because it's very important to us that our patients are able to access healthcare in a timely and affordable way. And so that moral and cognitive dissonance really is one of the leading causes of burnout, because we do form very close relationships with our patients and we do worry about them and worry about the affordability of the healthcare system for them.
How much worse is this situation in rural and regional Australia?
Yeah, look, the rural and regional Australia is the canary in the mine. It's significantly worse there where there really is not enough GPs there, and we need to encourage and incentivise GPs to work there and make it easier for them to work there. One of the issues there is because it's kind of a positive feedback loop. We see because there's not enough GPs, they are working so hard, they don't get relief, they don't get leave, and they burn out, and they either leave the profession or leave rural practice, and that's no good for anyone.
Yesterday on the program, we talked about the changed guidelines for ADHD and the increasing awareness of this condition. How much pressure do conditions like that cause for GPs?
Yeah, so one of the things that the RACGP State of the Nation, National Health Report identified was that 7 out of 10 consultations for a GP include a mental health component. And quite simply, that's not something that can be rushed. It takes time and people need that time with the doctor to be able to do that. And as you said, the Medicare system does need an overhaul because it actually penalises doctors who spend longer with patients. So that's something that really needs to be fixed. And we are seeing more and more mental health issues. And of course, COVID has very much exacerbated that.
More than 70% of doctors surveyed in your latest Health of the Nation report said mental health issues like anxiety and depression and mood disorders were the number one reason for patient presentations. The bigger question, and we just touched on this, but is, are GPs equipped to handle that growing demand?
Look, absolutely. GPs are well trained and handle the vast majority of mental health issues in the community. We work very closely with particularly our psychologist colleagues who do an excellent job. And to be honest, we couldn't manage without them. And also our psychiatrist colleagues. For most cases, the GP is the first point of contact and often the person who continues to provide that monitoring and ongoing support while people are moving out of other forms of care. But of course, the issue is this stress that GPs are facing in terms of having the availability in their diaries, but also the financial stress that Medicare is putting on them to be able to provide those services, because often people, particularly with more severe mental illness, are not in a position to be able to afford to pay those rebate gaps, and where that gap between the cost of providing care and where the rebates are currently sitting.
Dr. Willett, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Hey, thank you so much for the opportunity to talk to you.
Dr. Bruce Willett is the Vice President of the Royal Australian College of General Practitioners.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.
Hi, podcasters. Just jumping back in with a special call out for the health report. Dr. Norman Swan, who of course you know from RN Brekky and, well, everywhere, hosts the health report with Tegan Taylor. And it's really worth hearing if you want to stay up to date with the latest in health and medical news. Search for it on the ABC Listen app.